With Naval Orange wearing pressure and damage so great this year, we're talking a lot about it. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. First is sanitation during the winter. That's the solid foundation of things to do to keep that naval orange worm pressure from hatching out in the spring. Then there's insecticides and mating disruption, all part of the program. Joel Siegel is a research entomologist with USDA ARS in Parlier. That's Fresno County. He talks about mating disruption and how it fits in to sanitation.
Well, one of the nightmares I've always had were people doing cost shifting and saying, oh, if I'm paying, let's say, for the sake of argument, $300 an acre for sanitation, I can just pay $110 an acre for mating disruption and I won't do sanitation anymore. So hopefully there are very few people doing that. With mating disruption, sanitation improves it. Right? It's going to be a lot easier to keep fewer moths confused and not being able to find mates than if you suddenly have 300 times more moths per acre. Right? So as the density goes up, as you get this population blow up, mating disruption is working less efficiently, just like your insecticides work less efficiently. You know, I'm not knocking mating disruption. I'm saying all of your methods don't do well under heavy pressure.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.